All right, fans, let's hear it for Eric Davis.
Hey, how y'all doing? All right. Thank
former
you.
Former Giant, one of the great players I ever saw play, and I will tell you that when you came up with the Reds, I saw you. I said, this guy can fly, he can throw everything in the world.
And My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
A wonderful Major League career. And, of course, with Cincinnati Reds, and we know what happened out here in the World Series.
Sure.
And we're glad you're healthy and with us today.
I am.
But you're here to celebrate your good friend Barry Bonds and his number of retirement. Eric, tell us about Bonds, meeting him, and what he means to you in your life.
Well, to meet him was prior to him even becoming the star and all these things. I saw him at a younger age. Prior to him going to Arizona State. And you just saw the athleticism and the determination, probably because of how great his father was. And his father set a standard of excellence in how you played, and Barry came along and took him to the ultimate level, turning out to be probably the greatest player to ever lace him up. But he always actually followed me, because I was the first one to get him the earring and stuff and all that kind of stuff. So
you're the one, huh?
Yes, I did that.
All right.
And it was the diamond with the cross, and everybody remember when he wore the diamond with the cross.
Oh, yeah.
And me, I was responsible for that. And it was a small little group of us who I felt who could really represent what I was representing at that time, was play hard and try to be the best player that you can be. And Barry took that, and by me giving him that earring, he accepted that challenge, and he took it way past what any of us thought he could have taken it. And so I was proud to be able to be in his life. And we talked over the years about baseball and life and a lot of different things and stuff. So I was just glad to be able to put myself in a position to say I helped and I was there for him as a mentor, you know, with the high tops and how I played the game.
Talk about his comprehension as a ball player, because you said you knew him from a young age. Everybody talks about having the godfather in Willie Mays and the dad in Bobby Bonds. But what was it like for him, talking hitting with him, talking base running with him? How did he see the game?
Well, he saw the game with eyes that not too many people could look through. And even though we talked and we had similarities, his desire is what separated him. His ability to want to be the best of all time came at a young age. It didn't happen when he got into Pro Bowl. And seeing how he went about his business, he had a confidence which most people looked at as being arrogant. But when you're confident, you have to have a certain amount of arrogance in order to believe that I'm going to win, because it's the ultimate individual sport, is you and the pitcher. And his dedication and how he looked at the game, I don't really think at that age he really had a philosophy about hitting outside of him getting the bat to the ball. And he never really talked about the same things that other hitters talked about. What do you see and different things of that nature? He was so far past that. And it was funny because, like, me and him never talked about hitting until I came to the Giants. And he was telling me about some of his nuances of how he did it, and I was kind of pissed at him. And I was like, all I've done for you, and you're going to tell me this when I'm getting ready to retire? You know what I'm saying? So that was how we got along. Yeah. And I've always had a lot of respect for him and always saw him in a different light than most people did. And actually knowing the compassion that he had for the game and knowing for the passion that he had of his competitors as well as his teammates was ungodly.
Boy, very interesting. Eric Davis with us. Very interesting perspective on Barry Bonds. A couple of things. One, number being retired. You look up on that wall and with Mays and McCovey. You've seen them all. Cepeda and Marichal, Perry. Monty Irvin, I'm
legendary.
Sure you knew. You didn't meet Mel Ott and Bill Terry. I know that.
Yeah.
But as an athlete, having your number retired, what does that mean?
It says that you're at that ultimate height, and that the team that retiring your number is telling you what they think about all the things that you've done. But not just on the field, but off the field, and in your communities, and what you've done to enhance the game. And for me, he left the game in a better place than he found it. And as a player, that's all you can feel like where your legacy stands. Is did I leave it better than I found it? And for him to have that number retired shows exactly what the San Francisco Giants and the community really thinks about him.
Yeah.
And this is just the actually starting point. Why? Because the second one is going to be the Hall of Fame, and the third one is going to be a mantle outside of here. You're going to put a big statue for him.
Yep, tell Mario. Mario, yes. You hear that, Mario? Statue outside here. We got to tell Mario about that. A couple of things. When you first met him as a man, what allowed you to mentor him? What did you see in him as a man when you first met him as a man and a
just
player?
His confidence.
Yeah. Always
he didn't
confident.
Shy away from anybody.
Yeah.
And he talked about some of the things that me and him was doing. I was the 30-50. And you know what I'm saying? I was the 20-80. But he always said he was coming. And as a young athlete, you have to be revered about that.
Yeah.
Even though somebody was ahead of him at that time, he always had the confidence to say that I'm coming. And I love that about him. And to watch the process of which way he did that, he did it his way. And he didn't shy away from other people who thought maybe he had said it the wrong way or he didn't follow script or whatever it was. But that's what I admired about him, and that's what great people do.
Yeah, very good. No, his own man. I appreciate that. You wrote an autobiography. You have an autobiography, Born to Play.
Yes.
Tell us, now you've credited certain people in your career, which you had a fabulous career, as I said when I first met you.
Yes.
You were the guy. I said, man, this guy, everything. He can run, he can hit with power, the whole deal. Willie Mays.
Yes.
But there were people that influenced you. Who were they?
It was a lot of people, starting with my father. But how Born to Play came to fruition was when I was diagnosed with colon cancer in 97. And having stepped away from the game in 94 when I first retired, and then I came back to win my first Comeback Player of the Year award in 96, and then being diagnosed with colon cancer in 97, and to go through all the things that I went through and then came back to win my second Comeback Player of the Year award, I felt like I was just born to do this. Mm. And knowing what I know now, going through, I probably don't look like it now, but I had like 13 surgeries over the course of my career.
Boy, my goodness.
From ankles to neck to cancer to a lot of different things. And if you can endure that, you had to be here for a reason. So that's how I came up with the title with Born to Play. And I had so much love and admiration from my family, from my friends. You see guys like Dave Parker who mentored me, Andre Dawson. You know, being compared to Willie Mays was so, like, out of pocket for me at 19 years old. And you know, having someone like Willie and then get a chance to meet Willie and then Starjo and all those different type of guys. Everybody that played the game of baseball really influenced me on trying to create who I was ultimately wanting to be. And I have to credit a lot of different players because I took a lot of different things from them. They don't know I stole some of their moves, but that's what I did.
Boy, what a great story. Eric Davis, isn't that a great story? Very good.
Thank you.
No, really, one of the great ones.
Yes.
And you are a link in the chain of the great legacy of baseball. You really are. So
my pleasure. Nice, I appreciate that.
It's nice to have you out here and that you could celebrate with your friend Barry Bonds Day. Thanks, Eric.
Absolutely. Thank you. What a great player, and I'm glad to be here. Thanks a lot.
Very good.
Thanks.
Boy, that's Eric Davis. More coming up right here. Thanks, Eric. Thanks,
all right,
Mario.
You're welcome.